Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
No.
Tommy. No, you started. No, it's an hello from me. Here, Tommy, is this your little travel kit with beside you? There's a little black box about the size of a first aid box. Is that where you put your...
snoring stuff.
Sleep apnea. Jesus Christ.
Can I just
above.
Say, I'm slightly put out by that.
Yeah, stealing our information from our podcast and making newspaper articles about it.
I just said to a fella, it's like trying to eat sandwiches in a dump. The fucking seagulls flying around you.
Hang on a second now. Go back. Right, okay. We broke the news last week.
I didn't break the news. I just mentioned to you guys in the privacy of our podcast.
Yeah, well, personal information.
And for the ears of our listeners. And next thing, I'm receiving text messages from Get Well Soon.
Yeah, and as if, like, you know, Tiernan made the heroic claims, like, as if you're, like...
Was this in the newspapers?
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is get the names of the journalists whose work ethic and talent are so miserably low that they're forced to lift stuff...
From the podcast.
From the podcast.
Wait till they hear what's wrong with you this week.
Why don't we give them some fake news?
My young fellow was in school and he went onto a computer to do some work. And suggested stories was Tommy Tiernan's sleep.
That is pathetic.
So who are these journalists?
Very little
I say
news.
Journalists now, inverted commas.
Yeah, it's a loose term. Well, I don't know what articles they were in. They were in everywhere. Sure, it's like, it's so lazy. If there's in one, then they'll just all take it. And then they had like quotes from you from the podcast as if you'd written the article, like. As if you'd done an interview about it.
Just so the people out there know, they don't do it because it's an interesting story. They do it because they can make money out of it. Because they do a click thing with somebody's name and hospital, death, murder, diet loss.
Diagnosis, you know, because then they don't know exactly.
And people click in and then those people do that so they'll make money from the advertising. So it's a bit disappointing that that's the way the culture is going. But I'm going to start a name and shame.
Oh, brilliant.
So
I'm
going to get the names of these so-called journalists and I'm going to encourage people to visit them online and spam their boxes.
Spam their boxes, yeah. That's one way of doing it.
So leave us alone. We want to be able to chat freely. And the whole point of the podcast is that we don't feel as if we're being watched. We know we're being listened to. We're speaking to an audience.
Hear.
But we don't want to feel as if everything we say could be printed in a newspaper. So fucking cop on.
Or maybe we should just tell lies from now on from the podcast.
I was walking into the pharmacy in Lacka the other day and a guy...
You look different, Hector. You do look different.
Yeah, so hang on for a second, Hector, before you say that.
I think you look fitter. Your face looks fitter.
Thank you.
Your
face looks fitter.
Yeah.
No, but you
I put on 4 or 5 kilos in the last 6 months.
Is that good?
Yes.
It's all muscle, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is, yes.
Did you see what you did there?
Yeah.
Yes, he looked at his cock.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Cock, it's got
85.
Bigger.
I'm 85. I was always 82. I'm up 81. I'm up 3 or 4, maybe sometimes 5. But a guy recognised...
it's all muscle?
Yes. Why did I go like that?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Fucking, it was just
and who enjoys
did
your
it give
muscles?
You a deeper set?
I just feel like
the beloved enjoyed the muscles.
Like, well, strong shoulders, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Strong
you
shoulders.
You can't go wrong.
Oh! Didn't Tarzan. Johnny Logan give you a hug recently, say strong shoulders?
No, not Johnny Logan. Bernard Brogan.
Very, oh, yeah.
Very little difference.
Sean Sherrard. Sean Sherrard. A couple of dubs have said complimented me recently. But anyway, I was walking into the...
Excuse me, are you for real?
I met a...
You're just... Follow that up. No, I'm not letting that go.
I met another...
I'm not letting that go.
I met another
go.
All-star Dublin footballer player, ex-Kilmacud player, walking into Stephen's Green shopping centre with the headphones on at lunchtime, and he spotted me and he goes, Hector, we're listening to... I'm listening to you on the pod. And he goes, you're looking fucking well. I said,
Will you go away? You need your head examined. Will you stop talking,
what the hell could I make this up? The side door of the Stephen's Green as you're coming across from Zara right there.
You're not supposed
inside
to.
Inside the gate.
That's not good for your head, you know, to take those compliments on board.
But he was listening to our podcast.
In terms of people giving you compliments.
Very little. Very few people compliment me.
No, in terms of that, like... for you, is an inter-county All-Ireland winning footballer, is that the pinnacle?
Is that
for
the
you?
Top?
Or would you say...
Or a woman pinching me in the Ryanair queue going, you look like Rod Stewart.
You seem to have these chronologically...
The subtext of that was, she was of an age.
I'm afraid.
Was she trying to lure me?
She was trying to make you go,
she was a tribute act.
You're like a young Rod Stewart.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But she's selling flowers on Moore Street.
No, compliments. You
so who? So is it like, or would you say, in terms of your other people, other people who host travel shows, say John Creedon, would he be?
Yes, go on.
Now,
John Creedon.
I haven't heard.
If he said
I
to you
fucking
now.
Haven't heard a sneer like that. In about a year and a half on this fucking
what
podcast.
What are you talking about?
You fucking sneering bastard.
You what brought it up. Off. You brought it up. Like, you brought it up that some players...
If you consider what John Creedon does to what I fucking
easy
do,
now,
you
easy
sneery...
Now, easy
the
now.
Fucking sneer.
Easy it's, now, Hector.
You see, the sneer is always just one little fucking... It's always just...
An inch away. Just an inch away.
It's just an inch away.
So, but I'm, no, what I'm asking is that...
Retract that statement. Refute it.
Nationwide is also a show that with the ground the country visit. No, so if Blonde
ear to the ground.
If Blonde was in Ghana.
No, if in terms of people coming up to you, like you're impressed and
I'm not impressed. No,
I haven't finished the sentence.
Go on.
You enjoyed the fact that an inter-county footballer will come up to you and give you
no,
a hug.
No, no, no,
no. Give you a hug.
And say you've muscles.
And say you've muscles.
Muscles.
Remember, you
no,
were...
Yeah, no, yeah. No, you're twisting, the, you're twisting
no,
the original.
Bernard Brogan said
yeah.
that.
I met Bernard Brogan backstage at a gig.
And he said you'd big muscles.
And he... No, he didn't.
He squeezed
he didn't.
You.
He didn't.
He said you've got fine big arms.
No, you're not, Larita. You're making this up.
I'm not
you're
making twisting it up. You're the one that bloody told us.
He what? Bernard Brogan come up to me and goes, you fine big arms, Hector.
Yeah.
Would you shut up? He come up to me. We embraced like men in a nice hug, and he fucking felt it. And he goes, "Strong, Hector, strong."
No, that's not incredibly different from what I'm saying.
No, exactly. You're saying I wasn't. I didn't ask for that. I didn't want him to say that. It happened naturally.
You're not listening. You don't ask for compliments.
You're not listening. I'm saying that. So an inter-county footballer said that to you.
An actual legend.
Who was it?
One of the greatest.
Who was it that said it to you going into the Stephen's Green shopping centre? He didn't say who that was.
Never mind that. This is more interesting.
Brogan said, Brogan's one of the greats. One of the greats.
One of the greats, yeah.
He's up there with Mikey Sheehy and the boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And his father.
And the whole lot of the Brogans.
Who's his father again?
And your man, the other Brogan that's on Dancing with the Stars.
Who's that?
The torso on him. You could torso him. The other Brogan boy.
No.
You know the other, Alan Brogan's brother.
Yeah.
With the, you want to see the body on him.
That's the most disturbing thing about that is that you know who's on Dancing with Stars.
Exactly. And not to know that, also what their torso is like.
I'm forced into it on a Sunday night.
Oh. By who?
I'm penalised heavily. I'm strapped in like Hannibal Lecter. She straps me in on the couch and she goes, watch it. I'm there. No.
So who else would, coming up to you, giving you a compliment, would impress you? So
would it be sports people?
So the reason I was, so there isn't anybody in the country in terms of television who does what you do. So it wouldn't be, you know. So it would.
I thought you were going,
you know,
to say
mean? So there, no, there isn't. So, although many, many years ago, there's two people many, many years ago.
Derek Davis went around the country, didn't
in
he?
In a boat, yeah.
Where in the world is
no,
it called?
Moncon McGann, many, many years ago.
He used to do travels.
And a guy called Dermot Summers.
Yes, he used to do the mountains.
Taurus in Whale.
Yeah.
So, you know, if but in terms of what you do for TV, there's nobody else who does it really. But so who would you get a buzz? Like, you'd get a buzz if Steve Davis or something like that. But I'm talking about who are the people that would give you a buzz to be complimented by? Some old punter come up to you and said, the podcast is going great, or I love the TV show. You'd take that and it'd be fine. But,
but they're great ones.
Yeah,
they're,
but you wouldn't nurture it and hold on to it and tell other people about it.
No.
Because, so who are the people you would be impressed by?
Because when a man embraces you who has been a legend of a game, and he knows then that you're...
Are you laughing, Rita?
That you're working on the body. Like when he embraced
When you're working on the body?
Yeah, because I'm working on the body every week.
And you've not your personality than after that.
I'm working on the body every week.
I'm
putting a lot of work in. I was in the gym Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So I'm doing four to five days a week.
I've done three.
Okay. That's only half a week. I got a good start. I went to the gym Sunday night to get a good start.
I want to know who the other footballer
when somebody embraces you who you know has been playing at hot top level.
Hot top level.
Top level sport. You realise, he just went strong, Hector, and I goes, yeah, doing a bit. That's all I need. That's all men need. We don't need
a... He just said one word. Okay. He didn't make a sentence.
Yeah, because he felt the shoulders, the power. He got round and he went strong, Hector, and I go, yeah, doing a bit. And that was fine. And that to me was just enough.
How long are you spending in the gym now when you go?
An hour and a half, maybe. An hour and a half. But I'm training with a new lad. I'm training with a lad from Longford.
And so is he training with, is he giving you advice?
I used to see him in the gym, this lad called Cabs is his nickname.
Does he drive a taxi?
No, his nickname is Cabs. That's what I
call him. Likes tractors.
I don't know why his nickname is Cabs, but that's what I call him. But he's from Longford, but he's pure... He loves the gym and he's been at it for a long time and we're tweaking little things and I'm on a bit of an adventure with him because he's shown me little tweaks that I'm getting a real kick out and the next day I'm in total tatters, which is a lovely sensation, lovely feeling. It's getting stronger. That's so the self-compliment would be from him in the gym going stronger if I put an extra 10 kilos on what I'm doing. But people coming up to me and saying...
How we receive compliments is interesting.
And who gives compliments?
Yeah, so I would be, say, for example, I am going...
Does anyone ever give you compliments? Does anyone go up to you?
There's a sneer here today.
Does anyone call up to you in the street and stop you and give you a hug, a man hug, and say, God, Tom, you're really working out in the gym there?
What if a lady comes up and say, you're looking great?
I just... Don't take those things on board. That's not, that's their own business, not mine.
You asked me when is the last time I was complimented on my body. And why is that fucking hilarious to
me? I'm looking down at my body here and I don't know what...
I'm just like wondering, I'm just wondering when people compliment you about, you know, when you were obsessed with the gym and stuff, did they ever compliment
that phase.
You?
That phase.
Did they ever compliment
you? Well, I had to stop because I had to stop.
Oh, because he had sleep apnea.
No, I didn't, because I was gone from my sessions used to be Tuesday.
Tommy, that's me.
Tuesday,
all
Wednesday,
over.
Thursday,
I do that as well.
And all of a sudden I wasn't available Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings. But from next week I'm back into it.
You're back at it.
I'm back into it next week.
Back at it. So when do you get compliments?
What
compliments do you like?
Say often when I'm coming out of the shower, the kids be all lined up and they'd start clapping.
Daddy, you made it.
Because he's walking on his own.
Daddy, you did it. You did it.
Daddy's out of the shower.
There's a few steps. It's like I fell in rehab, walked from the shower to the bed. No, I get spontaneous rounds of applause from people.
I know. I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
The apple green.
And it's an alarming thing that a man has to take responsibility for when women in their 20s, as he walks past, just have to put the shopping down and start clapping. Yeah. That is a tough moment.
Like a gala.
Or drop their ice creams on the prom and just...
Go wink at the nails.
Say, oh my God.
It's difficult.
It is difficult.
It's difficult,
yeah.
You know.
I'm sure it must be very difficult for you, but you seem to be holding up well under the pressure. You seem to be doing a great job.
What about compliments for the females?
It's fine. Everyone's different. People like compliments and so other people aren't that fussed on
them. Is an erection
I wouldn't
a compliment.
Be going around to, it can be annoying at times. It can be quite annoying. But it is a compliment
for a woman if you have a full erection in front of you.
I don't know. Is it? It's more. It says more about the man himself than the.
Well, flip it. If he wasn't able to get the horn looking at you.
Oh yeah, well that probably be
insulting.
I think you get a tablet for that.
That'd be insulting.
Yes, would it?
I'm asking you, Larissa.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand men's psyche. I don't understand.
I know less about you after 2 years of a podcast than I did before we started.
Well, you know what? If it's anything that I have managed to achieve, that is.
It's like trying to talk with a fucking cubed mirror.
Listen, I have a question for you.
Oh, great.
So, like, are you telling me that if you see somebody or you see somebody that you're attracted to, you get an erection automatically?
Yes.
As a man?
Yes. Mm.
So you're walking down the street. Yeah. And you say, oh my God, she's really good looking. You get an erection.
Yeah, it's like the way your nostrils flare when you smell something. Yeah. Pure horn.
That happens.
Awful.
That happens to you a lot.
Yeah.
But so you're telling me that's how quick you can get an erection by just looking at a woman walking down the street. Well, then I would take it as a I would take that as a slight on my personality if I wasn't to get.
But I can't be getting the horn for you here, Larissa.
No, I don't mean he. I mean, like,
your beloved.
Yeah, I'm saying if that's the case, if it's as easy. Oh,
it's like a weathercock.
Ping, ping, ping.
Yeah. Oh, ping, ping, pong.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not. That's.
How did we start this conversation?
We started about you getting a compliment on the street
from Bernard.
But
Johnny
Logan. From another lad.
Yeah.
But
I let people decide who he was.
Ex
Kilmacud, ex Dublin.
How many All Irelands did he win?
Multiple. And
how many multiple?
Multiple All Stars. Multiple. And he just
multiple
said,
as in eight.
And love the podcast.
Has he retired?
He's retired. He goes, love the podcast. Listen to it now. Fucking freakish. And he goes, you're looking well. I said, thank you. And I think for men to say that to each other.
I love the way you react to compliments.
When Tommy's back in the gym next week and he will be back into full gym
two days
mode,
a week.
I will be coming in and I'll give him the hug and I'll go, strong, Tommy.
Yeah, but do you
strong.
Think what I'll be interested in is he goes to the shop then next week and he says, oh, you know what, Hector told me that I was strong. That's what I find funny. I find funny.
No, I only brought it up in this podcast as a throwaway comment.
I find it funny when you're talking about compliments that
you
bring it up.
The person who gave me a comment.
Like, you won't bring up all the compliments that you get, would you?
No, I would not. But the person who gave me a compliment was one of the legendary.
But who was he? Tell us who he was.
Bernard Brogan.
But no, the other fella that gave you the
compliment. That wasn't much of a compliment. He just said, I love your podcast. He's listened to the podcast.
Yeah, but I want to know who he is.
No, but I'm not going to tell you now because there's sneers. And everyone listening to this knows the sneer shop was almost opened, but it's fucking closed again.
Closed for business.
Fucking sure it is. Don't you fucking... Dear fucking
John
Creedon.
It's all sneers. It's great. Back to the TV show. Forget about that now for a minute.
Yes.
I was... And I still have not got over Rebecca's conversation and contribution to the show. And I think that she should be brought out into secondary schools. And
or put in a stamp or something.
Or put like out for people to see. And then
get a roundabout named after her.
Yeah.
Or a council estate.
Fuck off.
Limerick.
You know what? You'd there be thinking you've got fucking problems. And you'd be at home.
We
you'd
haven't
be stressed
a clue.
And you'd be like... Jesus Christ, I've said 10 times this week, fuck me, I am a lucky person.
I couldn't take my eyes off her face and her eyes when she spoke about the shit and the stuff that went on. I was falling deeper and deeper into just trying to imagine how her fucking life has been.
Fuck.
Because it was a tsunami of fucking...
It was a fucking disaster after this, disaster.
And she supports United.
Can I ask you know,
she phoned me Sunday evening. I can't take anymore.
I have
Tommy,
never.
I was asking Tommy. You do an hour or more probably of an interview and then it's cut it down. But I was interested to know, did you ask her about, like, you know, there's so much, you know, is it xenophobia now about people and maybe what age, like, you know, people are saying America, for instance, like they're trying to ban being, you know, a transgender now in parts of America and all of this. Like, are you fucking joking me? America, the place that's just the land of freedom, and now we've gone back to stuff that was okay in the 70s is now been frowned upon and trying to be used as a political fucking ball now. But, you know, they're saying, oh, a child at such an age can't be transgendering and can't make decisions for themselves like that. I'm just interested to know, because she said from the minute that she knew about herself. She knew she was never supposed to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And she was never comfortable in her body, and she was never, and I'm just interested to know what she thinks or what she would think about kids now and age profiles that they should be doing this
She's
thing.
She's not working on all of that, isn't she?
There was a lady who transitioned on before Frank, the boxing promoter.
Yeah, Frank Maloney.
So he had now transitioned, and her name now, I can't remember, it might be Claire or something like that. But she said on the show that now she'd gone the full op as well.
And mm-hmm.
She had said that you're probably better off waiting until you're of an age.
In your teens, probably. Well,
post 18, you know.
Okay.
So I think generally speaking,
fixated by her. I was unbelievable. Like, imagine you'd be there. Like, I know everyone's life is relative and your problems are relative to your own situation. But like, fuck. I mean, Jesus, to be able to keep fucking getting back up and keep back up and keep getting back up.
And then what happened in London, and then there was another thing, and then another thing, and then another fucking sledgehammer.
And how dare people fucking put other people down and think that they have fucking opinions on them and think that they know better for people like that.
How brilliant did she look? What age is that lady? Late 60s?
Yeah, late 60s, early 70s, maybe.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah.
And she was full of personality and crack too.
Like, bit of devilment in her.
Yeah, like, oh, I still do the old smoke and the cigarettes.
And then she said, you need a sense of humour, but fuck, it's got her through.
So we were talking afterwards, and she mentioned that she worked as a prostitute when she was in England. And we're having a laugh in the green room afterwards. She says, I'll give you one for free.
She said to you, just winding me up.
Brilliant.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You were asking me, I was drinking in Waterford one of the nights, and I had a few pints. And I love this. I love the fact that I'm able to have a few pints with fellas that I used to go to school with. So
right.
This fella, my friend Davey, and I would have been in school with Davey from 1976 until 1986, only 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So not like a...
National or secondary?
Both.
Also combined, of course, yeah. You wouldn't be that long in.
Unless it was a Mayo run school then.
Keep them
in primary school for the whole duration.
That's correct. That's what I was getting putting me off there.
But it was lovely. Mel Palomine. Male friendship.
When did you see him last?
The last time I was down that part of the world.
I haven't seen him in a long, long time.
Yeah. It's just that nice thing of... It's the gift of... Friendship.
Who looked older?
Oh, sure. I mean, sad to tell. Be a close finish.
Did he go to the gig?
Didn't I? No, you don't go to the gig.
No, you don't go to the gig. I'll see you after the gig for a few. I've heard all the Tyrone's jokes.
Yeah, fuck's sake. He's not that funny. I went to school with him.
Can I ask, did Davy have the same mannerisms as he did in geography class in first year? Did he laugh with that?
Yeah, totally. Total laugh.
Isn't that funny that things never leave you?
Did you feel like you were brought back, transformed back to
We were talking about people and girls and houses and parts and Navan and... Then we had a chat about our parents, how our parents were doing. Then we had a chat about how our children were doing. Then we had a chat about our friends who were in contact now from then are doing. And then we just started remembering people.
And then
we just say a name. We just say a name and we start laughing. Now, I can't repeat the names because they're real people.
And we're the real people.
It would have been a name like, we're just sitting down with a pint and then he looks at me and he goes, Denise, and the two just start laughing. Because there's a lovely girl called Denise who's in our class.
Oh, so she's a real name. Yeah, she's a real
beautiful
person.
And we thought she was beautiful when she was 11. And here we are, 53, still thinking about her.
And do you think she thought you were good looking? Like, is your pal there, what's his name, Davy? Is he good looking?
Oh, he's a good looking lad.
He's a good looking lad.
Would he be on your level of good looking or more good looking than you?
Oh, more good looking than us.
Oh, well, then he's good looking.
Davy was always 8 or 9 out of 10.
So did he have loads of girlfriends?
Oh, any amount.
Oh, full of her. Full of the shift above in diamonds. That's what's he working at now?
I can't tell you.
No details. Isn't this funny? Because about 8 months ago on this podcast, we said, if I met somebody from my class, I'd just sit there and I go,
well,
I'm not going to say to you, well, who are you?
I'll tell you a lovely story now about growing older and friendships. So as I've said many times before in this podcast, my father and my father's family have a gift for friendship. Like, my father's gifted at it. He kind of... And he'd take it seriously, drinking pints with the same men, same four fellas every Friday night for 30 years. Fellas, I told you the story about carving his initials onto a tree in an island in Loch Ree, and himself and the fella that did it were both in their 70s. Do you know, just gifted. Lovely. But the older brother, the uncle, is in London. And the uncle has been in London now for 60 years. And the uncle lives right in the centre, near Covent Garden.
Mm.
And talks... every now and again about coming back. But, you know, as he said to me one time, Tom, I don't think I could handle the excitement of waking up in Kinnegad. So
does he still have a pure, like, local
accent?
Oh,
totally. So he lives in Covent Garden and he kind of, that's his arena. There's loads of pubs there that he knows. He says, he told me one time, he says, it's impossible for me to be depressed in London.
Wow.
Because he leaves the flat and he's surrounded by life and action.
Turn left and turn right.
You can see the other side. Yeah.
Bright lights.
Fuck, you see the other side of it, like.
Sure.
Oof, in London.
Sure. So he's, on the one hand, he's looking at people who have fallen between the cracks for the moment. And the other hand, then he's walking past the opera house, or he's gone down to the Coach and Horses for a few pints. Mm. Anyway, so he was talking to my father. And one of them is 83 and the other is 81. And there's a few younger ones then as well. But they'd be good people for the chat. And my uncle says to my father, he says, I was walking the other day. I took a walk from Leicester Square to the end of the Strand, right? And the context of this was that, would you move back to Ireland? So the uncle says, I took a walk the other day from Leicester Square to the end of the Strand. And he said, and I knew 11 people. I said hello to 11 people. And 8 of them were barmen.
That's brilliant.
Oh, that's just a lovely old Irish.
That's great. He was doing well. But
there's a man who's forged and who knows his parish in the heart of London.
That's it.
8 of them were barmen. Yeah.
Is this podcast going out on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I have to. People have been asking, heck, to have you a tip.
On
Monday morning, 55,000 Irish men and women will.
And one woman, Jesus, she'll be busy.
Will leave for the pilgrimage to Cheltenham. It starts next Tuesday.
Oh, yes, Hector, yes.
And I am giving it now, and I have to release this information because I met a lad last week.
So, when
week.
Will this horse be raced?
This horse runs next Friday. So, for the listeners of this podcast, when 80,000 people are in Cheltenham on the Friday on St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, the JCB Triumph Hurdle, a Grade 1 race over 2 miles and 1 furlong, will start at 1:30. And there, the Roaring Water Syndicate have a horse called Blood Destiny. And it's improving hand over fist, getting faster by the day.
Legs?
Oh, by Jesus, it has. It's the 5-2 favourite for the JCB Triumph Hurdle for the Roaring Water Syndicate, ridden by Paul Townsend. trained by Willie Mullins. It will come up the hill doing handstands, and for the podcast listeners all over the globe.
Now, hang on. The price is 5 to 2.
Yes.
What's the point in that?
That's Tommy. Would you stop?
What's the point in that?
Because it's championship racing.
5 to 2.
It's championship racing.
We'll get it at 5 to 2. On Thursday,
it'll be even money. But take it now. But I'm just saying, so I have to give a tip.
5 to 2 is like 2.5 to 1.
Yes.
I'm taking it, Hector.
You'll take that.
Put a good lash
in. There you go. Will you be in New York?
I will.
And the phone outside the pub.
I'll do my betting before I go.
On the pub in New York.
In order for it to be worth your while, are you talking a minimum of 100?
I would be in Cheltenham if I wasn't in New York.
Are you talking minimum, if it's worth your while, a minimum of 100?
Well, I don't know what people's budgets
put 50,
are. And I'm not encouraging
50.
Them to put 100 on. I'm just saying, everyone asks me for morning, moon and night, for the listeners out there, the Triumph Hurdle, Friday, Paddy's Day, 1:30.
But Hector, that's not enough of a
price. All right, take it out. It's a price for me because, Tommy, I've been
you
there.
You do inches.
No, Hector, when you're over in Cheltenham, I've seen people walking out of Cheltenham after the first race and they've had their money on a big horse and it's lost and they've done their dough. There's 4 days of race and you can't back every race. You can't back a winner in every one. I'm trying to get you a winner. I think this will win. I'm told it'll win. It's a great story, Willie Mullins, and it's good to
You're
get
You're told it'll win. What does that mean?
I'm told by good... I met a lad who said to me, this will win the Triumph Hurdle. And then I met another lad to confirm it by phone, and he said, your information is right that lad gave you.
Can I ask you, many, many years ago... We used to be in frequent contact with a man who operated under the name The Nagmaster. Now, for those of you who don't remember, we had a weekly pop music and chat show
for it was
gambling.
Pop music.
Let me finish.
From the 80s. Pop music from the 80s.
Because it was our show.
It was recession.
Hector fucking crowbarred in. You wouldn't get
oh
it.
Oh my God, I completely forgot.
You wouldn't get it on fucking on racing TV. Fucking Cheltenham FM.
Out in the middle of the blue. That's Delavitri. And now on the line is the Nagmaster.
Well, the half on and the far for the
Right, here's your three for today, lads.
So how is the Nagmaster?
I haven't heard from the Nagmaster in a while. I heard he went lifting weights professionally and got a lot bigger. And then I heard he got married. And then I was at the wedding of the Nagmaster. Went to the wedding of the Nagmaster.
You were at the wedding?
I was at the Nagmaster.
That's what he said first. I heard he got married.
I think he got married.
All I know is that it didn't work out very quickly after the marriage. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't want to.
Now, Andrew feels bad for sneering at me.
Well, I'm just going to say the level of sneer is high today. You just never know. You can't sneer at everything, lads. That's all I'll say.
Hector, I'll get you a few. I'll get you a few tips as well for coming into Cheltenham. But I'll just send them to you. I won't send them.
Do you have access to wisdom when it comes to horses?
Yeah, more owners than wisdom. I don't know.
So you know owners?
Yeah.
And who do you know, Hector?
I know
Stable Boys.
Stable Boy sounds like something in the back of a nightclub.
They'd be the right ones.
I would know jockeys, and I'd know jockeys.
But jockeys have to be the worst ones in the world to get tips from. No. They fucking
And stable people, because they're working.
They're the
ones working the horse. Like a horse will work this week, say today.
Surely the trainer's the man to know.
Yeah, but trainers are very coy. They keep it all. Yeah. Remember, these are all championship races. They're the best horses going to these races because they've qualified for these races. They're good enough to run in them. But on today, the last day before Cheltenham, they might do their last piece of fast work in Bagnallstown and in Kilkenny and in Tipperary and all over the country. You have a horse there that has been primed to an inch of their life with their skin is shining and they're after working up the hill against a really, really good horse. And
they'll be glad to get the week off work in Dublin as well, won't they, the horses?
Killarney, is
it? From bringing the tourists around.
You know,
trained to an inch of their lives.
A few years ago, I got to go into the ring, the parade ring
the
end. Is that where they call where they bring the horses?
Is that where the beloved bought you?
No. He bought me in there prancing around. Guess who was like two people away from me was Alex Ferguson. Yeah, and I was
big owner.
Weak at my knees going, oh my God, I'd love to go over and say hello to him. But then
when a horse comes in the chute after winning along by the crowd, 60,000-70,000 at the main stands, and then turns in and then the tricolour on the back and the roar when that horse comes in, the appreciation of man and beast. It's an incredible sport and spectacle. And I'd be buzzing for this next week. But good luck to all of them that are going over the
water. Were you half tempted to go over?
Yeah, how come you didn't want to go?
I can't. I'd love to go over for a day or two. The days of me going over there for 4 or 5 days is just magnificent. The suit puts out every day. Oh, it's just an all.
But you know what kills me about Cheltenham? My eyes were bolt open when I got there. It's like a little village like Belmullet. But smaller.
It's a bit posher than Belmullet.
It's not posher than Belmullet. Excuse me, they fucking open restaurants in their kitchens.
Parts
for Cheltenham.
Of Cheltenham.
Have you been to the bloody racetrack?
There are streets in Cheltenham that have some of the finest houses in England.
There is
an aristocratic wealth, an old English wealth.
But there's an element of like, and it's the same in Ascot.
It's a beautiful town.
That's a bad spot too, Ascot. Have you been to Ascot? And Ascot, like the pure poshest of poshest races. And then you go down to the village of the town, the middle of the town, and it's like, ew, your handbag's going to be
Swinford,
stolen. There's people with tags on their feet and everything, on their ankles. It's not half as fancy as it looks on the television for Ascot.
You're a hard woman to please, Larita.
Well, I'm just saying, I've got high standards, Larita, being from Mayo.
It's not like Ballinrobe on a beautiful summer.
Exactly, Ballinrobe. You go down to
Ballinrobe racecourse.
Be really nice afterwards.
All I can tell you is that Blood Destiny, I know a lad who knows a lad who knows a lad who knows a lad, and they told me it's improving hand over fist. And when they say that, they get an awful lot.
Friday, 1:30.
The JCB Triumph Hurdle, 2 miles and one, a grade one. Blood Destiny, shout them home.
See, I don't think those odds are big enough to...
You had your mechanism, your system.
Totally. And I'll try it again. I've tried it twice, it's worked twice.
Okay, so let me work it out because I can't. I never really understood.
I'll take a 5-2 winner any day, Cheltenham.
So we've got, say, the Gold Cup. What day is that on? Friday?
Yeah, but you have an odds on favourite. Bad race to choose.
Okay, so we've a race with 12 horses.
Yes, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And 13 is a non runner. Right, so we've got 12 horses in the race. Okay, so how do we work it out?
You don't. It doesn't work over one race.
For fuck's sake.
It works over.
Okay, so there's 5 races.
No, it has to be 10.
Ah, fuck off.
That's the way I did it. I did twice with 10.
No, I couldn't be bothered. But I wouldn't
can't
be
not 10 races in one
I
day.
I wouldn't be putting that much money
what you
on
have
a race.
Is 10, yeah, four
we can't be always talking over each other.
No.
So, it's 10, you go into a bookies, 10 races. You get 10 races in the space of 2 hours, maybe 2.25 hours on the telly. Mm. So you say, okay, say between 1 and 3 or between 2 and 4, that's your time. You pick 10 races.
Right.
Okay. You pick races that have a minimum of 10 runners in them.
Okay.
And you back the horse that's nearest to 10 to 1. So what you're doing is you're having 10 bets on 10 horses who are in a field of 10 and who are priced at 10 to 1. And it works. There is something strange in the numbers of it.
Statistical, yes. It could be some mathematical. Well, racing is all about stats. And stats.
Yeah, but that's...
And if it doesn't, it does work, but you also get huge value for your money because the horse that comes in a 10 horse race, the horse that's backed at 10 to 1, you know, every now and again he comes last, every now and again he comes first, but he'll more often than not be somewhere between second and fifth.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
So you're going to get your value for your money. No, you're back to win.
Okay.
I'll do it again now.
I think the Cheltenham thing, sorry, Larita, the Cheltenham thing, it's high grade one racing. It's serious competitiveness. It's just really hard to get a winner at Cheltenham. I know from being there, it's not your normal race meeting and it's not your normal track. This week's podcast goes to...
What
do you mean?
This week, the nomination... And the nominations for the name of this week's podcast, we are going to give it to Spartak Knocked O. The boys that won the quiz the other night, Mark Rowan and his team that won the Clare Galway quiz, came up with a great name out of 52 tables. Spartak Knocked O.
Was the prize. Did you give them a prize?
Destined for a job on Galway Bay FM.
The battle.
Director, did you say to them that the prize, if they won the competition, if they won...
They're going to get nominated and they're going to win
this it. Is he gets the number one spot prize at the table quiz.
These are the overall winners. Spartak Knocked O. Brilliant. Thank you.
Sinead Goodyear. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for listening and good luck. We'll be right back.
it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.